Yeah, hello, my name's Bill Davidson. I'm the store manager at Greenfield. I've been here for just about 10 weeks now. I've been with the company for, it'll be my 27th year this year, this month actually. And I've worked right through the company, mainly in the northwest of England, from being a trolley pusher, or trolley boy, as it was called in those days, at Rochdale store, right the way through the whole breadth of managerial and general assistant jobs. I spent a year out at head office, learning how things go at the office, and came back to store about 14 years ago. And I've been a store manager for about 15 years now.
So where have you worked most recently?
The previous store to this one was East Didsbury, which is quite near to Manchester Airport. A very similar sort of customer base to Greenfield in that it's a reasonably affluent area. I was there for 2 years. Prior to that, I had to drive past Saddleworth every day to go to Cleckheaton in West Yorkshire, which was a bit of a trek in the winter time, obviously. And before that, I've been at the Bagley and Walkden stores.
Okay, then. So the store's been open for about 6 months now in total, and you've obviously been here for the last few weeks. How's it been going? What sort of reaction have you had from local people?
I think recently in the local press, I think it was yourself that put a little bit out with my email, and I've had quite a few emails from the local people, and it's we gauge things in two ways. Obviously, how our turnover's going, and I'm sure we'll go into that a little bit more detail later. But I like to gauge what the customers are actually asking and telling me. And I've had about 20 emails so far in the week. Hoping to get a few more. Obviously, over the bank holiday weekend, it's not easy for people to email me. But we've not had any negativity. We've had a few requests. And if you want, I'll go through what those have been for. But one or two of them have been very positive. I've not had anything, you know, that's been unexpected and said how terrible Tesco are. But we are getting requests for things like extra pedestrian access, petrol filling stations, cafe, stationery, greetings cards, and mainly the things like DVDs and CDs that we don't sell. And if you want, I'll go into the details behind whether we can or can't get that a little bit later on.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, what about that? I mean, are those things that it's possible for Tesco to look again at, possibly including in the future? Or, I mean, does the sort of scale of this store, being a relatively small one, sort of prohibit that?
I think two separate issues. One's half of the emails have been about pedestrian access, and Wellington Road doesn't have a direct pedestrian access that the customers like. So there's a Tesco didn't think we'd need one. On review of it, yes, we do need one, but it's easier said than done just to put pedestrian access, and obviously there's also health and safety things, and if I'm being honest, a little bit of a cost implication there. We've set the ball rolling. I'm not going to say that in next month we'll have a pedestrian access, but it is something that, having been at the store for 10 weeks now, I can see that there should be that additional pedestrian access. So that is a separate issue to whether we can stock things like DVDs and CDs and stationery. And part of the, I'm going to say deal, but part of the agreement, it's actually a covenant that's on the store with the local council, is that we wouldn't sell non-essential items. What you think a non-essential item is and what I think a non-essential item is would differ, and everyone who's listening to this would have a different idea. But basically, a non-food item has been classed as a non-essential item. So we're not going to break any rules, obviously. We're not in the process of thinking we'll try and petition the council to change those rules, because we've got to be very wary that the council don't want us to interrupt local business. But in saying that, nobody locally sells DVDs and CDs that I'm aware of. I mean, like I said, I've only been here 10 weeks, but I don't know anywhere in Greenfield or Upper Mill that sells CDs and DVDs. So that's one thing we'd like to get. Greetings cards, again, I'm not sure if there's a local small shop that sells those kind of things. I'm not sure there is. But I think you just hit the nail on the head. The sheer size of the store means that we can't fit everything into it. But we are getting lots of requests for, say, DVDs, stationery and greetings cards. And that's something that, if we get an opportunity, that we would like to stock in the store. But we don't want to upset anybody local by doing it.